The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So I'm going to go to the gym every day for the months of January and February. I'm going to give up the booze, not just for dry January, but maybe dry February and March as well. And I won't ever have any dessert. Those are the kind of resolutions that people make. The bad news, guys, is that you're not going to keep them. I'm joined by Joe Linehan, who's climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Is it true? You just don't keep your resolutions.
Well, I don't want to speak for everyone, but apparently January 19th, which is just 10 days away, is the day when most people pack it in and give up on their resolutions, which is not good news.
Not good news. And I mean, overall, globally, people are not great at following through. What's the average length globally?
It's very specific. It's 3.74 months. So just under the 4 month mark is when most people say, you know what, I actually can't keep this up.
So by the end of April, sorry.
But, yeah,
and
you're
could
done.
It could be Easter, you know, and having Easter eggs and stuff like that. The splurging at Easter could mark the end of all the good intentions.
It could.
Now, you have some sustainable ideas that really are not that hard to do.
Really easy, really simple things that you can integrate into your daily life that aren't going to put you out, that you're not going to feel bad about shopping, and that ultimately are going to help the environment, which is the ultimate goal.
Now, the first thing, the easy wins, a concept called three from the sea.
This is such an easy one, and it's one that people always come back to me and say, you know what, I actually implemented this and it was so easy and I feel so good about it. And it's a very, very simple concept that was basically came about from lots of different environmental organisations that thought, you know, if everyone who went out on their walk or who was walking to the bus stop or to the dart today picked up three pieces of litter, our streets and our environment would be so, so clean. And it's really easy. You don't need to do anything differently. Just bring a little plastic bag with you, or if you have a little compostable bag, even better, and just pick up three small pieces for
everybody. You don't have to pick up dog poo. I mean, you can pick up, you know, discarded bits of paper and cardboard and cartons, whatever.
And people will always say to me, my God, like now that I actually am looking, I see that there is so much to pick up. And just three pieces, if everyone did their three pieces on their walk, that would be a massive difference.
Now, the reusable cup, I mean, you can see here, I've got my reusable coffee cup in front of me. But how many disposable ones do we use every year?
Well, you've been on air, Pat, just coming up to an hour. So in that hour, 22,000 cups have been put into landfill in Ireland, which is staggering.
And 22,000?
22,000 every hour in Ireland, which is unbelievable. And you know what? We were making great progress on this pre-COVID. I think a lot of people have gotten into the habit of bringing their reusable cup. Then COVID came, people were worried about hygiene, and so they went out the window. But I would say, look, bring it back this year. Not only will you save money, because there now is a levy on those cups, they're much better for your health. A lot of those cups are plastic. They have, I think, called polyethylene in them, which is not good to be drinking from. So do it for your health, do it for the environment, and save yourself a bit of money. Easy breezy.
Now, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago a guppy friend for your washing machine. Just remind us what that is.
Yes, this got a great response. So it's a really simple little thing that you put into your washing machine. It does all the hard work for you, but about a third of the microplastics that are in the ocean come from us washing our clothes, because most of our clothes are made of plastic. And this little guppy friend simply collects those microplastics and stops them from going back into waterways.
Now, we had Sinead Ryan on the programme yesterday talking about the 72-hour rule that she employs. In other words, you see a pair of trainers or high heel boots or whatever that you really like, so you put them in your basket and then you wait 72 hours.
I love this. It's amazing.
But you would go further. Take those shopping apps off your phone.
Take them off, because what Sinead's touching on there is that we have that little impulse. And look, the psychology says we get such a kick out of the actual purchase. Like when the thing comes, it's kind of worn off. Like it's the actual buying that we get the hit from. So if you can just take a step back and say, do I actually need this? Fantastic. A step further is to remove all those push notifications, emails that tell you we've got a special offer, you left this in your basket, don't forget it. Those are the things that actually trigger us to shop. Get rid of them.
Now, you talk about pensions as well. Now, what's that got to do with the environment?
So this is kind of a bigger step, I suppose, if people were maybe looking at making a bigger impact this year. And this is some really great research that I was involved in last year, which I didn't realise. I was starting out my pension a few years ago and I had no idea really where that money was going. And after speaking to some experts, it's really important for us to know, because we're paying into a pension. It's a massive, significant contribution that we make throughout our lives. And most of us have no idea what we're paying for. personally, I do not want to be putting my money into a company that is damaging the environment, that is, you know, invested in fossil fuels. I want to know that my money is going for good. And now pension funds are really getting progressive in this, especially in Ireland. And people always say to you, well, maybe that it's more risky to invest in an ESG-friendly company. And it's the exact same as any other pension. The risk goes from 1 to 7. So I would say have a conversation with your pension provider and say, where is my money going? And figure out where it's going.
You say going green with your pension could be more impactful than giving up flying.
Apparently, it's 21 times more impactful than giving up flying or going vegetarian. Now, that seems a wild estimation. But I guess, look, finance is what makes the world go round. We know the solution to the climate crisis is in money. So I guess it does make sense. It's a big one.
Now, you say go plant-based. That's another thing you can do. You don't have to do 100%.
No, you really don't. And people, when I plant-based is a much nicer thing than saying vegan or vegetarian, I think, you know, because it sounds much nicer. And really, like, even if you could switch one meal, like if you're someone who is very meat and dairy heavy and you think to yourself, okay, maybe I could swap out, you know, my breakfast to something plant-based, swapping, you know, to maybe a plant milk. And I know there's lots of controversy. People are going to text in and say, maybe plant milks are as bad. But look, the general thing is just trying to move to plant-based because we know that plants are a lot less impactful than the dairy and beef.
Two questions. What's a Riley subscription?
Riley is a fantastic Cork and Irish-based startup. It's three women who started this up, and it's really solving lots of solutions. First of all, it's solving the problem of, for many people who menstruate, you know, getting their period and saying, oh my God, I have nothing in the house, I need to run to the shop. So this is a subscription model, and you get sent all of your period pads and tampons. They're organic, they're free from plastic, they're free from toxic ingredients, which generic products have. A really great company to support this year.
And a company called Who Gives a Crap?
Not the nicest name, but it's an absolutely brilliant concept. This, again, was a group of young people who thought, you know, where is our toilet paper made and why is it all bleached white? And, you know, how many trees are being cut down for this? And they realised that it's a really damaging industry. So Who Gives a Crap? It's recycled. 50% of all the money that they make goes back into developing countries, establishing sanitary wear for them. It's a great company. And again, you just order it.
I mean, they're not recycling toilet paper, we used to have.
Recycled paper. I should clarify. Yes, thank you, Matt. But you can order a subscription. It's very clever. It kind of predicts how much you're going to need based on your household. And you'll get it every month, and a great company to support.
Now, one of the things that you said you were going to do last year was to rent clothing for the big occasion rather than buy. Did you adhere to that?
I did it. And even though I was nervous, because first of all, you know, I used a service called Happy Days where you basically, you can either go and try stuff on or you can order online. And I didn't have time to go and visit them in Leopardstown. So I used their size guide. I'd ordered something online. It came 2 days before my event. I tried it on. It was stunning. And look, this is an expensive piece that I would never invest in for a one-off. It was for an event that I had to go to. And it was so much fun. And then I sent, no dry cleaning. I just sent it back to them.
And they dry clean it, I presume.
They do everything. They delivered it. They collected
it. So it smelled fresh when you got it.
It was wonderful. And I really, really, it's something I'm going to do a lot this
and
year.
And how much compared to the cost? The hundreds of euro you might pay for the garment?
So this was a really fancy gown for a big event. I believe it was 60 euro. And that included everything. That was delivery, collection, and then the garment itself. It was a really, really fun thing to do. I'd highly recommend it.
Joe, thank you very much for all of that. And we'll all try to adhere to some of your advice for 2025. Now, still to come on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.